Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Lilu Nishmas Rav Naftali B'Rabbi Cheskel. We're holding in Chuli in Daf Pei Beis. And we have a two inyonim in the Daf that connect together beautifully. In Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that a Nazir, who was warned multiple times, he's giving Chayav Malkus for each warning. Amrula al tishtev hu shoyse, al tishtev hu shoyse. They warn him not to drink wine because he's a nazir. And he drinks. And then they warn him again and he drinks. For every time that he drinks and he has his warning, he gets malchus. Rabbi Yoino in Shari Tshuva Shari Aleph, he speaks about the fact that doing an aveira multiple times, it's much worse than doing it only one time. Because someone who does the chet multiple times, the tshuva is much more difficult. Nasis look ahead there, as Chazal tell us. In Adjar Bini Yoyna, name of Chazal, if someone did an Aveira twice, and then the third time he wants to do the Aveira, but he's not able to do it, so his Machshava Ra Mitztaref is Lamaise. Because he's getting further away from Tshuva. He's completely connected to the Chet. Adjar Bini Yoyna, one should not think that if he does the same Chet multiple times, he's just adding to the original Chet. He brings our Gemara. If you have a Azara for a Nazir, every time he does the Chet, it's another Chet. And he says, this is a rog doilo, it's a bad thing. People feel that they're doing all the mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah they're not so careful about. So they do it multiple times. They feel it's fine, it's part of the same. I have to fix that. Every single time they do the Aveiro, it is, again, there's a tain against them, and the more they do it, the worse it becomes. Because now it's much harder for them to get disconnected from it. And I am the Igros Moshe on Reb Chaim Chelek Dalad Simen Kuf Yud Ches. He's writing a tshuva to a woman who did a veiris, she did it multiple times, and she's asking a way to do tshuva. So Reb Moshe points out that besides the issue of doing it twice, that it's tavar aser, part of what Chazal is telling us, Nazas Lokeater, is that the nisayon, the challenge is much greater. Because once a person does something multiple times, it's much more difficult for him to get away from it. And we daven every day, Al Tevienu L'deni Soyon. Let's not come to a challenge. Let's not have that test. And the more a person is connected to the Chet, the more of a challenge it is for him. The more of a test, the more of a Nisoyon. So that's more of the issue of doing a Chet multiple times. And this idea of getting away from a Nisoyon, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains beautifully the Gemara in Amud Aleph. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz there in the Sicho Chof Aleph, in the Sichos Musar, he goes on to say that the main avoid of Adam is to, in this world, is to get away from a Nisoyon. Not to fight the Yetzirah, but to get away from a Nisoyon. And that's what we're davening every day, Al Tevienu L'idei Nisoyon. Our avoid is to get away from the Yetzirah, not to get close and try to overcome it, but to get away from the Yetzirah. And with this, he explains the Gemara in Amud Aleph. The Gemara brings that someone who bought Oysov Ezbnoi, so the first one who buys, he has the right to go and Shecht first. But if the second one goes and does it first, he's a Zoriz Viniskar. Zoriz, the loy of Adisor. He didn't do an Isser. So says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the right is for the first one to do the Shechita. The second one can go and do it first. A Pidin doesn't have to wait for the first one to do it. But why is it called Zoriz Viniskar? Says Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, because he got away from a Nisoyon. If he will wait for the first person to do it, so then he has a little bit of a challenge. That day, he has to hold himself back from shechting the animal. It's a Nisoyon. It's a challenge. If he ran and did it first, he got away from a Nisoyon. So it comes out that these two parts of the Gemara connect beautifully. The Gemara with base tells us not to do an Aveira twice. And the Mefarshim tells us Aveira twice is magbir than Nisoyon. It makes the Nisoyon more difficult. And in Mudalev, the Gemara tells us that when a person gets away from a Nisoyon, he has the Agdoro of Zoriz Veniskar, because he ran away from being challenged. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shorim, email shormachshava@gmail.com.